Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. But at the moment, we're having a discussion amongst us with Monica, who had an interesting situation over the weekend that we've talked about in the past. And now it kind of came to be in a way with an ex-boyfriend walking into your, after your Bills game, right? When you're in a great mood and, as you said, just a little loose. Couple white claws in.
Happy, you know, living happy. A happy life with my friends.
No,
everything's
this,
perfect.
With this guy, we've talked about him in the past. You like him.
He's a nice guy.
Here's what I like. I like him from when I knew him before. I feel like he's a different person now. He was such a nice, good-hearted,
you don't know that.
Good guy. Well,
that's why we told you, why don't you get in touch with him and maybe get to know him, go out on a date or something along those lines.
I think after our time on Sunday, listen, I shouldn't have done it, but whatever,
why?
It was fun.
But why?
Because I feel like I don't care what he thinks per se, but I wouldn't want him to think that I'm a hooker.
He knows you already.
He thinks you're a hooker.
He just thinks
that was the hottest thing ever, except it didn't continue.
Right.
The vibe I got was that he was just like, shut up, you stupid whore, and let's do this. Like, and then get out of my house. Like, it felt, and it would be fine if it were a one night stand. I'm not anti any of that, but I know him, and it should have had a different vibe. You know what I mean? We have history.
That's
what he said. Get out of your
head. That's what he said. Skanky hoe. And that's coming from me. Get out of your head.
Well, I know that the reason I didn't want to completely do anything is because I just thought we're not there. We're because of the history and all of that. You know, it would have been weird. And then
that would make it easier.
I will say this, and I'm not mad or sad or glad or wrong or good or bad. I have not heard word one from him.
Huh. See?
But Monica.
Since Sunday.
It's not because he's mad or anything.
And that's why I'm glad I didn't.
It's not going to invade your life.
Well, here's where your psychoness comes out. If he did contact you, you'd say he was being a pain in the ass and he's too much and he's too close and why did he have to call me today? Why couldn't he just message me on Snap or what? If he contacted you in any way, shape, or form, you would have been turned off by it because he would seem too eager.
If it was a guy I didn't know, yes. And it would also be if he were acting clingy. I feel like he knows me well enough. And I honestly, I knew who he used to be anyway. And it would be a lighthearted thing like, well, what the hell was that? Or like a joke or something. And that would have been fine. At least some contact. But the fact that he didn't say anything at all. And I think I have his parking permit in my car, and he didn't even ask for that back. So I don't even know.
He doesn't realize it's missing.
He probably doesn't even know.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm not mad. Like I said, not even mad. You do you. It wasn't even anything. It wasn't meant to.
How about he's just trying to be cool? Right. If he calls you Monday, that's horrible, right? Because then it's desperation. Hey, Monica. And then he's clingy. Tuesday, it's a little close. Today's Wednesday.
All right. Well,
maybe
today's
the day he's going to call you anyway. Be like, hey, do you have my parking permit? I could use that.
Oh. And what's stopping you from calling him?
Because first of all, no phone calls, because who calls? Second of all, I don't, at this point in time, wouldn't even know what to say. Like, so the time is passing.
Right. There really is no winning with her, is there? That's what I feel
he knows me well enough. You're
100% right.
No.
There is no winning with her.
No, I feel like JP is right. Like, if he would have hit you up, I'd be like, oh, man, he's so clingy,
that's
man.
Not
just
true.
Beat it up and leave.
That's
and
not
now
true.
It's like, oh.
But I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you both. So you can stop thinking what you're thinking because I'm actually the person, and I'm telling you how I would react.
Right.
And
right.
I'm telling you I would react if he was all like, I love you or something. Yeah, you're right. But he would never do that. He knows me well enough. I think he would lead with a joke, and I would have liked that. I would have liked that. But now, because he didn't, and I'm okay, I'm not mad, but now that he didn't, now just let's not say anything to each other. And if I run into you again, that's cool, whatever. But now
give
it's
him
just
a yet. He didn't yet.
Okay.
He still could text you tonight after work, tomorrow, you know?
All right.
It was fun running into you. You have my parking permit. What are you doing this weekend?
Never met one single person in my life in all my 49 and a half years.
Not one person.
That makes me shake my head more often than this one.
First ever. Of all.
That's kind of a badge of honor. I mean, that's pretty good.
And I deal with some idiots.
Okay.
And I'm not calling you an idiot.
I know.
But I deal with morons. I coach kids.
I don't see them or talk to them every day.
So that's, I mean, you have an unfair advantage there. But
well, first, I apologize. I don't mean to scratch your head, but I will tell you this.
You don't have to apologize.
I was leaving CVS a couple weeks ago, and the guy who's washing the window type of thing was there. And so I was like, excuse me. And he's a super nice guy. And all I said was, excuse me. Yeah, is what I said. I said, excuse me. I don't want to get in your way here. I didn't think he saw me. And I kept walking. He goes, wait. Are you on the radio? And I turned around.
Oh my God.
And all I said was one sentence. Are you Monica? And I go, oh, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, how would you even know that? I said just one sentence. And he goes, well, I saw your Bills mask because I was wearing my mask. And I go, oh, plus I'm like crazy short. He's like, I didn't know how short you were. I'm short, whatever. And then he goes, Monica, sometimes I just want to hug you and sometimes I want to strangle you. And I laughed and I said, okay, well, you know, that's understandable. And then he paused and he goes, I just feel so bad for JP. And that's literally what he said.
And he just met you and he said
that. Yeah, he had it all to say. He's like, sometimes I want to hug you.
He's never met me. I'm getting sympathy from people I never met.
He's just going off the radio. That's fine.
He said, a little weird pause. I just feel so bad for JP. All right. Oh, like sometimes I do too.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, I thought he was going to give you the old, you can get in my way anytime line after you said, I don't want to get in your way.
Not even better yet,
nice and simple.
What's it like having a stranger telling you he wants to strangle you and you're a woman by yourself?
30 seconds in.
To be honest with you, I respect that because there's a lot of people who like do want to strangle me, but to my face, they're all like, oh, yeah, you're great.
Well, yeah, you've had
just
that
be honest
before.
With me. You don't like me. That's cool. You know, I'm still living my life. You're still living yours.
Right.
But. You know, to be honest about it. But he also said he wanted to hug. He's like, sometimes I want to hug you.
Yeah. So he likes a person, but frustrated with opinions sometimes or whatever.
That's cool.
You know, not being able to figure you out. You know?
Yeah, that's what makes the world go around. We're all different. Yeah.
You said, don't try to figure me out, ever.
No.
And this is
true. Maybe that's contributing.
And maybe that's part of the reason.
Yeah, JP, maybe I wouldn't frustrate you if you just didn't. I know you're big on like assuming things like last name. This is their nationality or this is what their nationality is. This is how their, you know, qualities are. What's their characteristics?
How often am I wrong?
I'm just saying you're wrong with me pretty much every time. Like, so you can't do that with
me. But Monica, if I was right, you'd tell me I was wrong.
No.
Yeah.
I've told you you're right before.
How often?
Once.
And I'm right more So anyway, it's fine. Yeah. I think you should have, well, just out of curiosity. Like, what made you slam on the brakes when you were having your little session with the ex-boyfriend?
At his place, you said?
Yeah, we went to his place.
Oh, so not even out in the car in a parking lot.
You had to do a walk of shame, and you didn't even get laid.
It kind of was. I was holding my bra and panties, so that's when it's a...
Hold on a second. So you got completely naked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
There was stuff happening.
And really? Just didn't.
So you're like, that's good.
Go the extra mile.
And scene.
Why, though? Like, why?
I'm not ready for that. It's not for me. For me, because I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. And it has nothing to do with anything but me. And I'm allowed to say no. I'm allowed to not want to.
I know you are. I just don't know.
And he was very respectful of it. He was like, get out of your head. You know, he didn't say get out of your head. He said, stop thinking so much. Why are you thinking?
Having guy brain, I'm sitting there going like, how does that even work? I don't even know how you do that. We're completely naked and you slam on the brakes. Now, I would respect it. But I just don't know how you do it.
Oh, well, I was very vocal. I was also very vocal about, you know, that's not going to happen. We can get naked if you want, but just for the record, we're not having sex. Like, so let's do what we want to do. And
yeah, but you know what? You start going and all of a sudden
things change.
Your mind changes a little bit.
And especially that it wasn't like the first time you met the guy. The fact that you know him well and you guys have already had a past history like that, it's kind of different to have it not go right
there. He's got a reputation of being a bit of a whore. That's why I assumed he had a girlfriend or something because we have similar friends and stuff like that, and he's just been banging everything that walks, so I don't need that part of it either.
But it's okay when Jackhammer does it.
You're great. Well, he doesn't bang everything that walks, right?
Are you sure?
Well, you know.
I feel like with I don't know. Again, don't try to figure me out. Bottom line is, I thought
that is such a cop out. I hate when you say it.
It's this situation. You don't have a real logical 1-2-3 thing about it. You just have this is what happened. That's
what,
all there is to it.
What happens is when you know you're not making any sense. Yeah. That's when you pull, don't try to figure
me out. That's okay. Would you rather I say I'm not making any sense? It doesn't change anything. I'm still standing by what I say.
Yes, at least you'd be honest.
Okay. I'm not making any sense, but it is. I change nothing. Like, I'm still going to not make any sense. So just deal.
Right. Interesting. He probably just doesn't know where. Well, he doesn't stand anywhere with you.
He shouldn't, but he doesn't want to crowd you. I don't need the whole, you know, what does this mean speech. Let's just, it was fun and it doesn't mean anything.
But you're jumping to conclusions that he's going to want more, you know?
No, are you that good? No, I think that, well, yeah, but I think he thinks that I think that. That's what I'm saying. I think he thinks the reason he's not getting a hold of me is because he's like, oh, she thinks we're going to get back together now. No, that's not what it is. I don't know.
He must know you well
enough.
Does
he listen?
That's not true.
No, I don't think he does. I don't. I think friends of his do and stuff like that because back at when we would originally talk about him, people would text him and stuff. I don't think he listens.
Let's call him.
No. Maybe he's working.
Let's call him. What are you afraid of?
I literally didn't have his phone number until Sunday.
Until really?
Yeah, he texted me. Yeah,
I'll talk to him.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, he texted you.
Well, because I told him because I didn't know where he lived, and he was like, "Here, I'll text you my address." So I was like, "I don't have your phone number, so make sure you say it's you."
When did that happen?
Sunday.
Before he came
Sunday.
In.
Sunday. No, this was Sunday. All before when we were about to leave the bar.
Oh, I see. Oh, it's because you had to follow him to his place.
Mm-hmm.
So Hopester had got to sit outside and tap her foot.
Oh, Hopester
knowing
was ashamed,
what's going on inside.
Mama. Yeah, oh, yeah, I had to get into it. I was more ashamed of getting into Hope than I was of carrying my bra and panties. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
Hope is Monica's car for people who are newer listeners.
Sorry.
Poor Hope. She's seen it. Ryan's on line one, wants to add something in. Go ahead, Ryan.
God, I hope you're the guy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Name's Ryan. I got a good new nickname for Monica. It's nice. It's Platonica.
Platonica. Who am I meeting tonight? That's how guys should start with you. And you can say Platonica. Then they know where they're at.
Monica Platonica.
I get down with that. Thank you,
thanks,
Ryan.
Guys. Love the show.
Pretty good, Ryan. Nice.
Platonica. God, I wish that was him. I want to talk to this guy so bad.
No, okay, I don't think he would ever, because we dated when I worked at the country station, and he's not like one of those people who's afraid, like my cousin or whatever, you know, and he's I think
he,
if anybody,
he gets the radio
you
thing.
Know, yeah, exactly, he just gets it. So I think that he would be okay, but I don't know what you would ask him, so pass.
You're not being a team player.
I voluntarily told you something I wasn't going to tell you at all. I think that's the team playeriest.
I was surprised that you brought this up on the air.
Exactly.
But you did it very willingly. Like, wow.
Yes.
These are great stories, though.
Here's what I think. Here's the reason why I think that might have happened. She wanted to think what we thought about it.
Yep.
She wanted to see what we thought about
it.
Right. Guys' opinions.
Right. She wants to come from a guy.
Well, what did you think we might think about it? Because, I mean, we don't think any less of you.
No. And I don't think any less of me. That's not even it. I just wanted to, is it weird that I did that? Not because of the slutty factor, but just because he's
an ex.
No.
Because
he's
an all the time.
Ex and that it shouldn't have happened probably, but it did. And I don't think it's slutty or wrong or anything like
it's
that.
Not.
I just think it's like, shouldn't have happened though. Like, I will get out of my head now.
I have a friend of mine who was like, ex-sex is great. Because you're not hooked anymore.
Right.
But it just sometimes happens. Maybe they're sharing custody of the kids or whatever. Ex-sex is great. So, I mean, I would think even in this situation, it's way less serious or whatever. Maybe it would be great. It's like going back in time.
Nope. Don't even bother. No, well, whatever.
Right. Wait, why such a negative attitude? Who knows?
You're right.
Right?
Never just say whatever. Never.
Yeah. It's not relationship firing up again.
No.
It's just whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever it is, free as a bird, move on.
Okay.
Just never going back to that bar ever again.
Now people have to guess where you are.
A hiatus. It's a hiatus from that bar.
That's all right.
And I love that bar. That's what sucks. I love that bar.
Oh,
close to home.
He's not showing up again
good
Sunday.
Drinks. Oh, he is. That's his, like,
oh, that's his bar?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a tough one. Good luck. Let's see what happens. Interesting. To be continued.
Yeah. Will it, though? I don't know if I want to.
Well, I will see. Like a TV cliffhanger. We'll see. Oh, Roger, JP, it's 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 25 minutes away from another $1,000 Bone Cash keyword. The Bone bonus word is at noon, and maybe you'll win the grand. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.